back in there tonight, as he also was in last night's game at second base last night for Joey. 1-2 pitch. This is hit pretty well. Deep left field. Velasquez back onto the track. Looks up. Gone! Back to back for the crew. Ortiz with his second home run of the year, and the Brewers on top 2-0. Got a breaking ball center cut. And Joey Ortiz blasts one out to left. And the Brewers having a good go against Seth Lugo here in the top of the second. Two to nothing Brewers, as Jackson Chourio comes to the plate. Lugo's pitch is high with a fastball at 94. It's 1-0. Another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Breaking ball hit on the ground. Big hop for Bobby Witt Jr., the shortstop. Sidearms it over to first and retires Chourio. One away, and let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Blake Perkins, the batter, skies one out towards center. Isbell tracking it with a play, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Brewers with back-to-back home runs to start up this top of the second. Hoskins and Ortiz. And the Brewers with a 2-0 lead over Kansas City very early. Two down, nobody on now for Sal Frelick. Lugo out of the windup, the pitch. Chopper on the right side. Big hop for the second baseman. Massey flips it to first. And the inning is over. But two big swings have given the Brewers a 2-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer, for those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Good start for the crew, a 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the second inning here at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Colin Ray back out there. Brewers went back-to-back against Seth Lugo to start up the top of the second inning. First pitch to Hunter Renfroe is outside for ball one, and it's 1-0. Reese Hoskins with his seventh of the year. Joey Ortiz with his second of the year. And the Brewers with a 2-0 advantage. The pitch missed low. That was the curveball. It's 2-0. Well, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm, they bring you every save on the Brewers Radio Network. Renfroe pops this one up, foul back by us. It'll get out of play and find the seats down below us. Two balls and one strike on the former Brewer, Hunter Renfroe. Brewers had hit two home runs on this road trip coming into that second inning. They matched the total with two swings. There's a strike to Renfro, and it's 2-2. Renfro will use his timeout, readjust his batting gloves, and now climbs back into the box. Ray kicks, delivers the 2-2 pitch. That missed just a touch high with the fastball. Counts full. 3-2 the count. Renfro off to a slow start here in Kansas City. Did get a hit in last night's game. Hitting just 161 on the year. Still early. 3-2. This is poked out towards center. Back on it is Perkins onto the warning track with a play. Reaches up, makes the catch. And there's one away. Didn't sound all that good off the bat. It carried a little bit more than you thought it might. And got all the way back to the warning track, and it takes a pretty good poke to get one out there. Ball is traveling a little bit here tonight at Kauffman Stadium. It was 77 degrees at first pitch. Not a lot of wind, but a little bit of wind blowing out. One away for MJ Melendez. Ray's first offering missed outside. It's 1-0. Melendez hitting 183. He's been in a major funk the last handful of weeks, 6 for his last 54 at the plate. 1-0. Breaking ball, caught the outside corner. And it's 1-1. 2-0 Brewers. Bottom of the second inning here in Kansas City. Rays 1-1 pitch. And that missed outside. 2 balls and a strike. 1 out, nobody on. Brewers trying to even up this series after dropping the opener last night 3-2. 2-1. Hit foul and out of play behind home plate into the second deck. Plinko's around on some vacated seats up there. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Melendez. Collin looking in. The pitch. Hit in the air down the left field line. Long run for Churio, and it is a foul ball. Not foul by much. Extra bases if it's fair, but foul by a couple of feet down that left field line. And it'll stay 2-2 on Melendez. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Get that brat. Maybe you want an Italian. Maybe you want the Polish. Maybe you just want to go with a Frank. It's really your choice in that regard. But once you get it off the grill, then you need to think about, you know, what are the condiments going to be? Maybe ketchup, maybe mustard. Maybe you want to get creative. You could go with the Pine River cold pack cheese spread. You could spread some of that on a brat. I'll tell you, if you get the right flavor, it'll pair very, very well. Josh agrees. 2-2, swing and a miss. Went after a breaking ball down below the zone. And the second ortho ASAP strikeout for Ray of the night. There's 2 down for Nelson Velasquez. And then, you know, since Josh is chiming in here, I know you're a big fan of the dessert. That's like your go-to is the dessert.
You know it.
How about Cedar Crest frozen custard or their frozen ice cream? Typically, ice cream's frozen. I don't know if you knew that. Velasquez, ground ball to third. Easy play for Ortiz. Long throw across the diamond in time to get Velasquez. And it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Colin Ray in the bottom of the second. Brewers with a 2-0 lead as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering.
They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Station near you.
Off to a good start for the crew here tonight. A 2-0 lead as we go to the third, and here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. William Contreras swinging a ground ball to third. Two hops played by Michael Garcia. It's got plenty of time. Williams just jogging up the line, and throw from Garcia gets him by plenty. So he's 0 for 2. And that's how the third begins for Seth Lugo. But as you said, a good start thanks to the back-to-back homers by Rhys Hoskins and Joey Ortiz last inning. Now you've got Tyler Black and Willie Adames. Black singled in the first. Lugo's pitch dropped in a curveball for strike one. Time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Lance Lettner from Trempolo. You're the contestant. Foul ball, though, back into the screen, and it's nothing and two on Black. He will use his timeout. All right, Lance. You win a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning, and Tyler Black is certainly a candidate to do that. Visit WTMJ.com to enter. Wind up Lugo 0-2 pitch. Just missed a little bit outside. Salvi Perez held that an extra beat or two for plate umpire Emil Jimenez, but he didn't give him the call. So the 1-2. Down low that time. Change up 2-2. We are glad you're with us. This is the first night, I think, of the whole season that it feels like summer.
I would agree.
Short sleeve night here at the ballpark. Overhead wind up, then the pause. Now the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called with a curveball. Very close to the outside corner. Black took it. He's got a great idea of the strike zone. There have been a few times in this trip where he's been called out on strikes by the umpire on a pitch he thought was outside, and our technology shows us that it was outside, that Black was right and not the ump. And that was the case there.
I can't think of a time where he's been wrong.
Now Adames swings and pops up the first pitch into shallow right. Second baseman Massey going out. About 15 steps onto the right field grass to make the catch. So Willie, he is retired, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Lugo and the Royals. We go to the bottom of the third, 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and here's a reminder from a mom for you. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this mom is here to tell you that I love gift certificates from Big Deals. Certificates for dining, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And if you purchase today, your Big Deals store is offering you an additional 15% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code MOM. Today and today only, save big from Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab to save for mom.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Colin Ray against 9-1-2 in the Kansas City order. Bottom of the third, 2-0 Milwaukee. And the first at bat of the series from left-handed hitting Kyle Isbell. He's the center fielder and number nine batter. First pitch comes in low, ball one. Isbell batting .214. He has homered three times, so he's got some pop. Nine driven in. Fourth year in the big leagues with the Royals for Isbell. Then he pops it up. Third base side and playable. Into foul territory goes Joey Ortiz. He's right next to the coach's box as he makes the catch. Colin Ray retiring seven of the nine he faced the first time through the Royals lineup. And now back to the top of the order, Mikel Garcia. Third inning is brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Citgo top tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Garcia had the game-winning hit last night. Pitch to him here. Right over the outside corner, strike one on a cutter. Joey Ortiz robbed Mikel of a hit back in the first. Great play at third. Now the 0-1. Outside corner that time, another cutter, and it's nothing in two. Colin Ray. There it comes, 0-2. Just off the outside corner, good two-strike pitch, but Garcia took it for ball one. Ray, last time he pitched, was the final game of the homestand against Tampa Bay last Wednesday, six scoreless innings. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball low. Garcia not fishing after the curve, and it's 2-2. Collins only given up more than one earned run twice over his first six starts. One out, the 2-2. Garcia hits it on the ground to third again. This one's easier for Joey Ortiz, who picks it cleanly and makes a perfect throw across. Two outs on a pop out and a ground out to Joey. Then here comes Bobby Witt Jr. The other thing about Colin Ray, Lane, that I think Pat Murphy and everybody else really appreciates, you know he's going to give you some length. He has not had a short start yet. Five innings plus every time he has taken the ball.
He's done a really nice job of working through trouble when he's gotten into it, too, and minimizing damage or sometimes no damage at all.
Pitch low and in on Witt, who he walked back in the first.
Just a savvy pitcher, I think, is a good way to describe him. Doesn't overwhelm you with stuff, but he's very savvy in how he goes about it.
2-0 Brewers and the 1-0. Witt takes inside 2-0. Hope you had a chance to listen to the conversation I had with Colin, but we played it during the On Deck show tonight. And it gave you, I think, a good idea of how cerebral he is. Two out, the 2-0. Witt swings and lines it off the glove of Ray. It caroms back behind the mound, and Ray trying to pounce on it, doesn't have a play at first. He dropped the ball back down to the ground anyway. That'll be a base hit for Bobby Witt Jr. Colin almost made a spectacular catch. It was lined back at him. He reached over his shoulder and knocked the ball down. It was in his glove, I think, for an instant, but it didn't stick. And then once it got about 10 feet behind the pitcher, you knew with Witt's speed he was going to beat that out. So a two-out single brings up Vinny Pasquantino. Witt, a huge threat to steal a base. He's got the second most in the American League. And one last night. Pasquantino singled in the first. And a throw over to check on Witt. He is safe on ahead first dive. 12 out of 16 stealing bases, Bobby Witt Jr. He runs about as often as anybody in the sport. Pasquantino's got a power bat, though. The pitch, he swung and popped it up on the infield. Actually, it's going out to shallow left, but a play for Jackson Chorio, who comes in and makes the catch. I thought maybe Joey Ortiz would have made all three putouts, but it carried out to Jackson. Inning over. The hit and one left. We head to the fourth. It's 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Enjoy a throwback night at the Brewers game against the White Sox for Happy Days theme night on Friday, May 31st. With a special theme night ticket, you'll collect the Bronze Fonz Brewers bobblehead. Get your seats at brewers.com.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Brewers already up 2-0 as we go to the fourth. Bryce Tarang, then the home run hitters, Rhys Hoskins and Joey Ortiz, coming up against Seth Lugo. Since those back-to-back homers, Lugo has retired six in a row. Pitch coming to Bryce Tarang, swung on and lifted into center. This is shallow and playable for Kyle Isbell, who is camped underneath it. Looks up into the blue sky and makes the catch. Plenty of daylight left. So seven in a row retired by Lugo. 34-year-old veteran. It now brings up Rhys Hoskins. Carbliss is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Pitch to Hoskins. Breaking ball outside. 1-0. Carbliss, Bliss is more. Pitch. Inside corner that time with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. This game's starting to remind me a lot of last night's. Pitch. Very high on Hoskins, and it's 2-1. Last night, Brewers got a home run from Gary Sanchez in the fourth and took a 2-0 lead. 2-0 tonight in the fourth. 2-1. Inside corner to Hoskins, 2-2. Brewers couldn't add on against Cole Reagans after the home run by Sanchez. And Lugo is doing what Reagans did. He's really settling down after the mistake. One out in the fourth. Wind up in the 2-2. Ground ball chopped to short. Two hops and played by Bobby Witt Jr. Plenty of time with Hoskins running, and he throws him out by plenty. That's eight in a row for Lugo. Well, channel your inner Jedi Saturday at American Family Field. It's Brewers Star Wars night. Game against the Cardinals in that series that begins on Thursday. But Saturday, Star Wars night with a special ticket. You'll take home a Brewers reversible dark versus light side shirt. Batter now, Joey Ortiz, and he takes a strike right through there. You want to get your tickets for Star Wars night and make sure to get the shirt? Visit brewers.com/theme nights. The one pitch, Joey takes strike two with a curveball. He followed Hoskins' home run with one of his own, but came back in the second. One for one is Joey. The 0-2 pitch, right down the middle. He took a fastball for strike three and never swung. Nine in a row for Lugo. He has recorded his second strikeout of the night. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
Hi, Caramba, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Salvi Perez leads off the bottom of the fourth against Colin Ray. He struck out back in the first in a big spot. 2-0 Brewers. 4, 5, and 6 in the order due up for Kansas City. And Ray starts off Perez with a perfect cutter right on the low outside corner for strike one. Collins giving up 2 hits. The windup in the 0-1. Swung on and popped foul coming back and over our heads. It's quickly nothing in two. This is the second start Collins ever made against the Royals. He got one of the games in the series in Milwaukee last May, and Perez homered off of Colin. It's almost exactly a year ago, May 14th. Ray got a no decision. Brewers swept the Royals last year. The 0-2 coming. Line drive hard toward short right at Adames. It was knuckling on him, so he goes down to an E and makes the catch. Hard contact. But right at Willie. Seems like everything that Perez is hitting this year is being barreled. So if you just get him out, you're happy. Here's Michael Massey and then Hunter Renfroe. Pitch coming to Massey. Curveball for a strike from Colin Ray. Let's get you a safe driving tip. Schneiders and their professional truck drivers remind you to never text while driving. No message is worth the risk. 0-1 to Massey is inside, 1-1. Sun is just beginning to think about setting. 1-1 pitch, Massey fouls back into the screen. 1-2, Ray is ahead of him. Mentioned that it feels like summer. We're still in the mid-70s. Very little breeze, hardly any, and there's not a cloud to be found.
This feels like summer in Wisconsin. This does not feel like summer in Kansas City, Missouri, I will tell you.
That's right.
Summer in Kansas City is 95 and muggy.
1-2 to Massey, down and away on a split-fingered fastball. Yeah, I love that there's no humidity tonight.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous night here. There's no question.
One out and no base runners. 2-0 Brewers. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul. Third base side. Is there room for Contreras going over near his own dugout? Contreras slides on his knees. William made the catch right before he got to the dugout fence. Heck of a play by Contreras, and that's 2 out in the fourth. William had a long way to go. There's a lot of foul territory here at the K. It was friendly territory because it's by his own dugout, third base side. And on both of his knees, he made a backhanded catch to retire Michael Massey. I've never been a catcher, but I promise you that was not easy. I think the hardest thing to do, you got to pop out of your crouch and find the baseball. Here's Hunter Renfro, swinging a ground ball to third, played with a backhand by Joey Ortiz. Plants throws low, but Hoskins makes the scoop, and it's in time for the out. Renfro grounds out. That's two really good scoops on short hops by Reese Hoskins tonight. 1-2-3 go the Royals. We head to the fifth. 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Cox Tire Service is your low-price headquarters for all major tire brands. We buy tires manufactured direct and sell to you for less. Right now, get up to $250 in rebates on Hankook, up to $240 in rebates on Goodyear, up to $170 in rebates on Bridgestone, or up to $160 in rebates on Firestone. Cox Tire won't be undersold. Hurry, offers end May 31st. See store for details. Visit us online at PompsTire.com. Pumps, we know tires and service. You should know Pumps.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Right now, get 0% interest free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PaloWI.com.
Fifth inning time, 2-0 Brewers. Seth Lugo back to work, and so is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Jackson Churio leads off this fifth inning for the crew. And Lugo's first offering's a breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0. Churio, Perkins, and then the top of the order in Sal Frelick. 1-0 pitch. And Jackson takes his strike with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-1. Churio grounded out to short back in the second inning. That was the at-bat immediately after the back-to-back home runs. And he lines this into left center field for a base hit. And I tell you, Jackson Churio's at-bats really looking strong here of late. He is starting to stack up game after game with a good approach, solid contact, had a hit last night, and now has himself a hit here tonight. And that is 5 hits in 13 at-bats on this road trip. And as we outlined last night, Josh, the strikeouts aren't there either. Churio really putting together a nice stretch of offensive baseball. Here's Blake Perkins, squares to bunt, pulls the bat back and takes a strike on a curveball. It's 0-1. Blake flied out to center back in the second inning. He's 0-1. Spin and a throw to first, and Churio's back in time. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. Nothing in one. The pitch to Perkins is outside, and it's 1-1. Brewers with their leadoff man aboard here in the fifth. Lugo has been efficient tonight. Just 49 pitches so far as he works in the fifth inning. Long hold in the 1-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That is a very good curveball from Seth Lugo. Has a lot of bite. One ball and two strikes. Perkins 0-4 in the series so far. And the 1-2. Did he check? Peel to third. Nick Lentz says he held back. And it's two balls and two strikes. Pitch missed up and away with a two-seam fastball from Lugo. Brewers trying to get to the Royals starter who's been one of the best in baseball to start this year. 2-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. And Perkins down on strikes. Just the third strikeout recorded by Lugo so far tonight. And now here's Sal Frelick with Chirio still standing at first. And now one away. Sal is 0 for 2. Brewers going through that lineup a third time now. Pitch bunted up the third baseline. And it rolls fair. Perez picks it up, spins and throws to first. Not in time. Frelick beat it out. It was in foul territory. It had some English on it, and it rolled fair. And the minute it did, Salvador Perez picked it up and spun and threw to first, and Frelick was able to beat it out. That was like some wizardry that Sal Frelick able to keep that bunt fair. So now first and second and one away. Brewers with five hits against Lugo. Now try to take advantage. First pitch to Contreras. Ground ball on the left side. Garcia to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Contreras able to leg it out and stay out of the double play. It was a chopper on the left side, and it was hit just softly enough that even though Garcia and Massey did all they could with it, couldn't make the turn in time. So now runners on the corners and two away for Tyler Black. So it's a fielder's choice. For William Contreras, and now the entire Royals infield is going to come in and chat before this battle with Tyler Black. And one of the things they might be talking about here is be ready for the Brewers to try to send Contreras and see if they can sneak Chirio home if you throw through. And they may just try to be on the same page as far as that's concerned, because that's something the Brewers have shown a willingness to do over the course of this season. So corners for Tyler Black, and he takes down and in with a changeup. It's 1-0. Goes 5-4 on the putout of Frelick at second base. 1-0 pitch. Black takes high. It's 2-0. Tyler Black is 1-for-2 today and has himself in a hitter's count. Brewers with a 2-0 lead in the top of the fifth, looking to add on here. Lugo brings home the pitch, and Black took a strike at the very bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. Contreras gets his lead from first. 2-1 pitch. That missed down and away. And it's 3 balls and a strike. You've got Willy Adames in the on-deck circle if Tyler Black can reach. And now Salvi Perez, I think, needs a new glove. He's walking towards the Royals dugout. And, yeah, he takes his glove off, throws it to the dugout. They give him a new one. So something malfunctioned with his catcher's mitt. And now he's got the one that he wants. 3 balls and a strike on Tyler Black. Lugo out of the stretch. Delivers the pitch. A ground ball to first base. Glove by Pasquantino. He will win the race to the bag to retire Black, and the inning is over. Promising inning for the Brewers, but unable to push anything across. They strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Let's go, Brewers! Let's go! Let's go, Brewers! Let's go!
Teach your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Bottom third scheduled to hit for Kansas City here in the bottom of the fifth. A 2-0 Brewers lead. MJ Melendez to lead off against Colin Ray, who's at 52 pitches and brings home his 53rd for a strike. It's 0-1. Melendez hit squared to bunt and pulled the bat back, and Colin dropped a slider in there for a strike. A 1 pitch. Lined out to right, right in the tracks of Frelick, who now backs up, jumps up, it's over his head. Rolls all the way to the wall, Melendez off to the races. He's headed for three. The relay from Terang is not in time, and it is a leadoff triple for MJ Melendez. Ball was hit very hard. Frelick just did not get a good read off the bat. Initially looked like he was going to be in position to make the play, and that ball just sailed on him a little bit. He leapt up at the last second to try to pull that thing down. He couldn't get a glove on it, and it was over his head and up against the wall. So Melendez, who's been scuffling with a leadoff triple, and now here's Nelson Velasquez. Brewers will leave the infield back, and the pitch missed inside. It's 1-0. Ball was hit hard, but probably a play Sal normally makes. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1 on Velasquez. Velasquez 0-1, he grounded out to Ortiz, back in the second inning. One ball and one strike on the former Cub. The pitch, ground ball to third. Big hop for Ortiz, he will stare the runner back to the bag, throw across in time, and that is a big out recorded for Colin Ray. Melendez started a break for home, and Ortiz just stared at him. And I think for a second thought about trying to beat him back to the third base bag. But then froze him, threw to first, took the out, and there's one out. And that gets Kyle Isbell to the plate. The Royals center fielder. He did not play in last night's game. 0-1 so far today. Brewers bring the infield halfway now. And the pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Melendez at third with one away, bottom of the fifth, a 2-0 Brewers lead. A 1, and he dropped a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-2 on Kyle Isbell. Ray trying to navigate some trouble here in the fifth. 0-2 pitch. Lined in the left, that is going to drop in front of Churio on a hop. Melendez trots home from third to score. It's an RBI single for Kyle Isbell. Royals on the board. It's a 2-1 Brewers lead. On an 0-2 pitch. Fastball. Trying to go away with it. And Isbell, that's a good piece of hitting. He went that way with it. And hit a soft liner into left in front of Churio to drive in the first run of the game for Kansas City. And now William Contreras will come out and chat with Colin Ray. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It is a sports fan's paradise. Conversation is over as the lineup now turns over to the top, and Michael Garcia, runner at first and one out. First pitch, chopper to third.
Backhanded pickup by Ortiz, throws to first, and then Hoskins dropped it, but on the exchange. So Todd Titchener, the crew chief and first base umpire, quickly said, now he caught it, and then it came out as he was going to make the exchange. Matt Quatrero is looking in to see if they want to challenge this. On the play, Isbell goes to second. There will be no challenge. And that's a big second out recorded by Colin Ray. Two down now, and here's Bobby Witt Jr. Well, it's been good to be back at the ballpark at American Family Field during these homestands. And, of course, the Brewers a couple days away from starting up a seven-game homestand. First pitch to Bobby Witt Jr., breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Hobie Milner getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. You got the Cardinals and the Pirates coming to town on this next homestand. Hopefully some great weather. A one. Chopper. Ground ball. Diving stop by Ortiz. To his feet. The throw to first. Not in time. Witt Jr. beat it out. Oh, what a play by Joey Ortiz. Brewers, I'm sure, will take a look at this and see if they want to challenge it. It was a sharply hit ground ball behind the bag at third, and Ortiz laid out, made a tremendous stop, and from the foul line got to his feet, threw to first. And I think the throw beat him, but Reese couldn't hold the bag. And thus Bobby Witt Jr. safe. So here's Vinny Pasquantino. Runners on the corners, two outs for Kansas City. A 2-1 Brewers lead. Ray brings home the first pitch, and this is hammered out to right center field. Perkins going back. It is going to one hop the wall in right center. Isbell is in. Witt Jr. can run. He is in. And it's a 3-2 Kansas City lead on a two-run double by Vinny Pasquantino, his second hit of the night. A three-run bottom of the fifth for Kansas City. And that was a hard-hit ball from Vinny Pasquantino. And now Chris Hook is on his way out to the mound to chat with Colin Ray. Boy, game of inches. Joey Ortiz almost made the incredible play that would have gotten you out of the inning. And going back to that play, it looked like the throw was going to probably beat Bobby Witt Jr. by a very slim margin, but Reese had a hard time holding the bag. He's trying to stretch as much as he can to help out Ortiz and just couldn't quite hold the bag as he was stretching to make that catch. And so Witt Jr. with an infield single, and the next batter, Vinny Pasquantino, on the first pitch of the at bat, ropes one into right center, and Kansas City with a 3-2 lead, a familiar score. If you were with us last night, Brewers jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Kansas City in the seventh claimed the lead at 3-2, and it held. A little more runway left in this game for the Brewers. Here's Salvador Perez with Pasquantino at second and two outs. Ray's pitch. Line down the left field line. This is a fair ball. A little into the corner. Pasquantino jogging around third. He will score. Perez on his way to second. It's an RBI double, and the Royals lead it 4-2. And that'll be it for Colin Ray. Kansas City got very aggressive this third time through the order against Colin Ray. It was first pitch swinging for Pasquantino and for Salvi Perez. And it's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your answer for high-fiving, not scrolling, U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Royals with a 4-2 lead. Colin Ray's day is done. Hobie Milner coming on the Brewers Radio Network.
presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Osmode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Osmode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Osmode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
In the woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Hey, Tony, we're going to need a little more wood for the fire. Nothing beats the taste of fresh Usinger brats on an open flame.
Did you get more firewood?
Open the back of the truck.
These are bats, Bob.
Beautiful Wisconsin hardwoods, aged 50 years and touched by nothing. Not even a baseball.
Oh, wow.
Usinger brats cooked on Mr. Baseball bats. Doesn't get any better than that.
Just not summer without them.
You said it, pal.
Obie Miller takes over for the Brewers. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, four runs in for Kansas City. They lead it 4-2. Milner looks back at second, and the pitch to Michael Massey is rolled foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-1. Well, inning began with a triple to right that got over the head of Sal Frelick. And the Royals just continue to put pressure on Colin Ray from there. This is line foul down the right field line and out of play. And it's 0-2 on Michael Massey. And there was some very loud and hard contact in this inning against Colin Ray. Milner, the 0-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Hobie comes in and does the job. Strikes out Massey looking. And we go to the sixth. A four-run, five-hit inning for Kansas City. They lead it 4-2 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers superfan needs Ballpark Pass Plus. Attend unlimited Brewers home games and get perks like seating flexibility and guest pass options with your monthly subscription, starting at $39.99 a month. Learn more at brewers.com/ballparkpass.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams. All of your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
We go to the sixth inning. Royals with a 4-2 lead. Willie Adames leads things off for the crew. Adames 0-for-1 with a walk against Lugo so far tonight. Lugo's first pitch, a breaking ball that missed outside. It's 1-0. Lugo at 59 pitches. He's been efficient so far. 1-0 offering. That is a fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Andrew Stacy
from Beloit. 1-1 delivery. Hit high in the air down the right field line, but twisting foul. 1-2 on Adames. Andrew will win a gift card jackpot of $250 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. And $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half. 1-2 to Adames. Missed inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. 2-0, waved at and missed. Slider down and away. And Adames strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Lugo. And there's one away for Bryce Terang, who is 0 for 2 with a pair of flyouts to center field so far tonight. The pitch. In there for a strike, it's 0-1. Brewers got to Lugo with back-to-back home runs in the top of the second inning. Had a real threat in the fifth, came up empty. 0-1. And Terang flips one the other way down the left field line, but racing over there and making the catch in fair territory is Velasquez for out number 2, and that'll get Hoskins to the plate. I was talking about all the tailgating back home during the homestand. Cannot wait with that good weather to walk through the parking lot and smell some of those brats, Polish and Italians, and all those great tailgate setups that I know are going to be going on at American Family Field. First pitch to Hoskins, catches the outside corner, 0-1. You can't beat a grill full of Usinger's sausage at your tailgate. 0-1. Breaking ball rolled up the third baseline. Charging is Garcia. Scoops and throws to first in time and gets Hoskins, and the Brewers go down in order. You can find Usinger's at your local grocer and at the retail store on MLK Drive downtown. It's a 4-2 Royals lead. We go to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
App or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Royals with a 4-2 lead. Hobie Milner stays on the mound for the crew as we go to the bottom of the sixth. And Hunter Renfroe takes the first pitch from Milner outside. It's 1-0. Renfroe, Melendez, and Velasquez scheduled to hit for Kansas City here in the sixth. The pitch. Fly ball to center. Very playable for Perkins. Barely has to move. Camps underneath of it. Squeezes it. And there's one away. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Melendez got it all started for Kansas City. with a triple to right field to start up the bottom of the fifth, and he takes outside. It's 1-0. Milner looks in. 1-0 pitch. Fouled out towards Milner as it got a piece of Melendez's foot. And it's a ball and a strike. Brewers will need to do to the Royals what they did to them last night. Overcome a two-run deficit late. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. And it's a ball and two strikes on Melendez. Brewers led 2-0 last night, just like tonight. And led into the bottom of the seventh inning. And then the Royals put together a three-run seventh and held on to win it 3-2. 1-2